Okay, let's go, let's go. Okay, let's go. Mesech des Vachim. Kotchim. Mishnah says like this. Kol has Vachim, all type of kabonis, shenis b'chu shloy lishmon. That they made a shchita, shloy lishmon, is still kshirim. Shloy lishmon meaning, like Rashi says, shenishchat oylo l'shem shlomim. They had a carbon oyla here, could have been just the opposite of carbon shlomim, but the carbon oyla, they shechted it l'shem shlomim. You shechted it with the wrong kavana. That means you had in mind to do it l'shem shlomim. Halacha is kshirim, even though it's naveri, not supposed to do this, l'dashim sukim, but by kachim, when the pasuk says something once, it's only l'mitzvah. Means you're not supposed to do it. But if you do it, it's still kosher. Kshirim. Elo shloy olu l'bailu l'shem choyva. Let's say the Baal, the owner, had a choiv to bring this type of a korban oyla. Either he made a neder, or else he did a chet that was mechayvim to bring a korban oyla, so he's not yotzis choiv. Since the korban with the shechita was done l'shem a different korban, so it's, there's something wrong with it, it does not help for the choiv, the obligation of the owner. But the actual korban itself is kosher, meaning, like Rashi said, you're allowed to continue on making the zrikas adam and to burn the emurim, and the kanim are allowed to eat the meat of it. Everything is done, just that it's not olu l'bailu l'shem chayv. Now, what? We'll see later on. That's different. That makes a psul. You can't do anything. You have to burn it. That's something else. That's different. Machshav is there. Pigul is your machashiv. Heat at the wrong time. Let's say korban shlom, you can only eat for 2 days. You have machshava now, heat it the third day. A different type of machshava. So in the Mishnah says, kol shenizbechu, shenizbechu is lav davka zricha. As you learn the Masechta, you see, there are 4 avoidis, that if you think during you're doing that avoida, it can make a psul. That's shchita, then there's kabbalah, afterwards when you receive the dam, which shchita could be done even with a zar. After shchita kabbalah, this has to be davka with the kohen. The second avoida is he takes his cup, and he mizrak, and he receives the dam, then there's halacha. He has to walk with his jar of dam to the mizbeach, and then the fourth avoid is zrika. So b'shas is doing one of these 4 avoidis, there's a psul machshava. If you have the wrong thoughts, things happen to the korban. You're right, certain times you make pigul then, or here we're making a psul of shner lishmon. We'll see in the Gemara, the same is also a psul of shinu bailim. We'll see in the Gemara, and we'll see why. The same type of machshava, you have to think that this is Reuven's korban, and you have to make the shchita or the dalar avodas l'shem Reuven. If you have in mind a different person, that's called shinu bailim, has the same halachas like shloi lishmon, that the korban is kosher, just shloi olu l'bailim l'shem chayva. Chutz min ha-pesach, a korban pesach is different. This manna on erev pesach from chatzos hayom until the evening, the time to bring a korban pesach. If whoever made the shchita then, or zrika then, would have in mind the shame a different korban, then it would be posel. A pesach is posel, v'yachatis. A korban chatis also, if you shech the chatis and have in mind it should be done l'shem shlomim, l'shem oyla, there's a psul, and you have to burn it, leave it, you do not do the zrika or the aktara, you have to burn it. Now, ha pesach, we'll see in the Gemara why it's looking for this. Ha pesach, the korban pesach, bismanai. It only has this psul, bismanai means, like we said on Erev Pesach, from Chatzai Seyem until the evening. Because before this, or after this, that's a special halacha, that a Korban Pesach automatically becomes into a Shlomim. Shlei Bizmanim, it remains a Korban Shlomim. And the Shlomim has a halacha at the beginning, that Kol Azvachim, even though the Shechita was done, Shlei Lishmon, still is kosher. So that a Korban Pesach has a special psul, that's only Bizman, the Korban Pesach. But the Yachatis, the Korban Chatis, that's the Chol Zman. Anytime they go to do the Dalar Avoidis on a Korban Chatis, if they do one of them with a Machshava Shloi Lishmon, they think about it for a different Korban, you pass it, you make a psul in the Korban. Here's the Tanakhama. Reb Elezer Vayna Af Oshem. Oshem also had the same type of psul like a Korban Chatis. And therefore, according to him, Ha Pesach Bizmanli, on Erev Pesach, by Chatzlis Yerim till evening, if you shech the Pesach Shloi Lishmon, or else via Chatis, via Oshem, a Chol Zman. Anytime they bring a korban chatas or korban oshem, if it was done shalei lishmon, there's a psul on the korban on these two. Omer Rebbe Blatt explains himself and says why. Why do I add a oshem on into this list? Because oshem is like a korban chatas. Listen, a chatas buachet. What are you bringing a chatas for? We have it for in Harius. You eat a dam, you eat chaylev, you eat something that you chayev korosbenezit. If you do it b'shoyg, you chayev a chatas.
ואושם בו אחר, תראה חמישה השמיים, אושם גזלו את השמיל, אושם שרופם, אושם זוס וכושי דרכת. So, my chattis psula, shalai lishmo, just like this korban chattis, since it's coming to give you a kapara for the chet that you did, it has to be done lishmo, and shalai lishmo psula, is af oshem, the same svar applies to a korban oshem, that posel shalai lishmo, if one of the dalar avoidis was done, shalai lishmo, with the wrong machshava, that makes a psul, the korban is nisraf, and we have to bring another one. That's another sheet, the second sheet, the blessed sheet. Now a third shita is Yosi ben Chuni Oimer Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatas Psulim. Another type of a chiddush that on erev Pesach, any other korban that's brought at that time, if they have a machshava, let's say they're bringing a korban shlomim then, but they have in mind that this shlomim should be a korban Pesach, it has a loch like a Pesach that is possible, or else the rest of the year, any, let's say a shechting a shlomim or an oila, and you have in mind that this korban should be a chattis, it also becomes posel. Hey, just like a pesach and chattis itself is posel, if you have machshav on a different korban, l'shem a pesach or l'shem a chattis, it also posels the korban, that's called the machshav a psula. So we'll see in the Gemara Dashim Sukim, how did you know this from? A fourth shita is Shimon Achai Azariah, Shimon the brother of Azariah. How can they bring down his brother's name here? Usually bring down the father's name. What is the brother doing here? The famous Meister Rashi explains. Shimon Achai Azariah, Rashi says, Al Shem Shazariah Osik of Makia. He was a businessman, the brother. The Sipa Tzorche Shimon, he paid Shimon's bills, the yeshiva bill of his life, to let him sit and learn. Ochiv, Vishor Shoyosik Vatera. This is a Yisach and Zvulun deal. For his move there, they made a condition between the two of them. Sheyechelikli Azariah Vishar Tamudi Shal Shimon. Azariah said, listen, brother, I'll pay you all your bills, but I want to get pay. I want to get Schar from your learning. That was the agreement they made. Shemina b'saita really wasn't such a good thing. The Pasuk Gemara Saita says, "Emitinish as kol haim beis person gives away all his wealth." That means like Shimon Achazai, it wasn't so nice what Shimon did. He would have been better off having the sky yourself. It wasn't so good the fact he made a partner, let somebody else share in your reward. But I call upon him l'fikach nikra shem shalomat al yodai Shemai. That's why it's called Shimon Achazai. Azai's name is here because he learned because of his brother. But they are different to know him. Of course, if you can't learn otherwise, it's kedai to do it. Because if you can manage yourself, it's not kedai to take from somebody else. Yeah. Okay. Oimer. Let's go.
Are you being a mother or a maker?
This both. This is a stifler. The stifler writes very strongly. He says, anybody who doesn't take money today, he goes to Meshaita. If you think you'll be able to... The stifler. He writes, if you think you'll be able to manage yourself and learn the same way, you're a fool. So today, we can't do that anymore. Our minds are taken off, and if you have an opportunity to sit down and learn, and somebody will support you, take advantage of it and do it. Right. Shochton, what does he say? Shimon Achazai says like this, I'm here. Shochton l'shem gevoye mehem cherim. If you shech like we'll soon see, kodshim kalim, l'shem kodesh kadoshim, then it's still kodesh, it's not a psul. But l'shem nomuch mehem psulim, if you shech the chapit, L'shem Mishlamim or an oilo, L'shem Mishlamim, that would pass the carbon. Kate said, what does he mean to say? Kodshe Kedoshim, that's the chattis in an oilo. Sheshachtum L'shem Kodshim Kalim. If you chidish it, you shech the carbon oilo. L'shem Mishlamim, Sulim, you pass the carbon oilo. But the opposite way, Kodshim Kalim, you shech the Shlamim. Sheshachtum L'shem Kodshim Kedoshim, L'shem a carbon oilo. Sherim, still Kodshim. Now explains a little bit that Habachor, a carbon Bechor, the Yamaisa, the tenth animal, Sheshochton l'shem shlomim, even though all three of them are kosher kalim, if you shech l'shem shlomim sherim, it's still called kosher, because it's called l'shem gevoya. But the opposite way, shlomim, a korban shlomim, which is also kosher kalim, sheshochton l'shem b'chol l'shem ma'isa psulim, still is called nomuch. But even in the categories of kosher kalim, there are differences. Kosher kalim means that the meat could be eaten not only in the base of itself, in the whole Yerushalayim you'll not eat it. But it still has the chumr shlomim, like Rashi says, v'yishar shlomim tunim matan arba. You have to make four spring on the four corners of the mizbeach. Smichi, you have to put your hand on top of it. V'nisochim, there's yayin with it. Utznufi, you have to pick up. V'chazor v'shoit. So shlomim has more type of an avoidom than a b'chor and a maisa does. Therefore, shlomim has more kedusha. So according to Shimon, Achai Azariah, if you would shech the korban shlomim, l'shem of a chor or l'shem a ma'isa behema, it would also passel the animal. See, there are different shittas about a machshava shaloi l'shimon. If b'shas you do one of these four avodis, either b'shas shchita or b'shas kabbalas adam or b'shas halacha, where you're taking the blood to the mizbeach, or b'shas zrika, if the kohen or else even the zag is doing the shchita, has this thought, the wrong thought, that he's thinking now on a korban chatis, that it should be a korban shlamim, you make psul the korban is possible. But stam we hear that the Tanakamo, kol asvachim, everything except the shlamim chatis and a pesach, even though you have the wrong machshava, the korban is still kosher, you continue doing the avodah, only the owner, the bailim, has to bring a new korban for his chayva. Now the Gemara says, lomali lemisni ela, shloi olu, listni vloyolu lebailim l'shem chayva. That there are extra words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol hazman lezuk v'zoshom k'sherim." Elu shloi olu lebanu l'shem chayva. The word elu is extra. It should have said v'loy olu lebanu l'shem chayva. Without though elu shloi, Rashi says, "Lom laharach v'lishoyna listni v'loy olu lebailim l'shem k'tzara." Could a kind of learning more m'sochim li'olim yishan adam atamida der k'tzara. Speak short because they can remember better that way. You give a long drush, you won't know, you won't remember what you're talking about. You say short words to remember them. So the Tana that's saying always short should write even short, should write short. So one said a double, the extra lashon, elosh le'olu l'bailim, should have said v'le'olu l'bailim. So where it says, ha kamash, this is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that the only thing that's wrong with this korban is only l'bailim hu le'olu l'shem chayva. Let's say the owner, Ruvein, made a neder to bring a korban shlamin, and now the kohen made the avodis l'shem a korban oila, so he's not yotzis chayv, that's all. Avo b'vishasayu kaimi, but his korban shlomim still has the same kedusha it had before. It still has the kedusha shlomim. And what's the difference? That the also l'shnuya bahu, you cannot change, do a change a second time. It was a korban shlomim. Now b'shas the shchita, the person that did the shchita thought this shlomim should be a korban oila. So right away you made a psul that the owner is not yotzis chayv. He's going to have to bring another korban. But the chiddush is, but otherwise, the korban is completely still a korban shlamim. That now when the kohen makes the kabbalah, or makes the zrika, he is not allowed to change again and think, I'm doing this kabbalah, l'shem a korban oila. No, it's still a complete korban shlamim, that it's also to change the machshava a second time. But I don't think, since you did it once, you changed the kedusha already, now it's only an oila anyway, I could change again. No, it's still the first kedusha. And the Rav, like Rav says, the Yama Rav, oila sheshochta shel lishmo. You have a korban oila that you made the shchit l'shem a korban shlamim. So true, it's the oila l'shem chayva, but the korban, the oila is still kosher. It's still a korban oila, and therefore also lizroy dama shel lishmo. You're not allowed to make a zrikas adam now l'shem a korban shlamim. You can't change the machshava b'shasta zrika. And what's the reason why? If you want to tell you it's a reasoning, it's a svara. And Iboyisem, if you want to tell you, Kroz is a posik. Iboyisem, it's svara posha, it's a svara like that. Mishum deshoni bo kol hani, lishna bo v'lezel. Just because he had one wrong thought, and that wrong thought does not pass through the korban. The Mishnah says, kol hazvachim is ksherim, it's still kosher. So pshit, you can't change the thought a second time. It's an avera to make a wrong machshav, like we'll see later in the posik. You're not allowed to think wrong. But just because you did one Aveiro does not give you the head to do a second one. It's a svara like that. And he buys him if you want to tell you, no, it's a cross of svara. Even though sometimes Taisa speaks out, when Umara sometimes asks the question, if you tell me it's a svara, what do I need a pasuk for? Something that the reasoning is like the Torah says, it's mamish midiraisa. But sometimes the Gemara asks, if you have a svara, I do not need a pasuk. And Taisa answers, the pshat is that this svara is not 100% complete. Like sometimes again, like we need a posik to help us along with the svara. Because this svara is still not 100%. You still could use a little reinforcement of a posik. So if you want, I'll reinforce this svara with a posik. Now the posik says, "Moitzis v'secha tishmar, watch what comes out of your mouth." Means any neder you make, be mekaymit. V'yotisik Hashem nodarta. If you made a neder to bring the korban, make sure you bring that korban. La'shem olakecha nedavate. The posik ends off. It should be a nedava. So the question is, what's Nadava talking about here? There's a difference between a Nadava, a present, and a Neder. Hi, Nadava, why is the Pasuk end off to call it a present? It's a Nadava, Nederhu. We start out to say, Maitre Sechdishma, Yosisa Kashem,